Now, back to Lansing's only live afternoon talk show, Ebling and You, on More Compelling Talk Radio, 1320 WILS.
Well, good afternoon, Lansing. This is John Shinsky, co-hosting with Kelly Dean, for standing in for Jack Ebling. And we have so many things to talk to you about today. This first half has been about community and service, and had a bit of politics in there, too. Now we're going to start transitioning a bit into football and talking about some inspirational stories. And I think to start this off, we're going to communicate with one of the greatest Spartans in the history of Michigan State, which is Joe DeLaMalier, who is a football college All-American, a first-round draft choice, and then became an NFL Hall of Famer. He is one of the only, other than Herb Adderley, to be NFL Hall of Famer, which is one of the greatest honors in professional football. And he's not only a great person for his football play, but he's also a great person as an individual. Welcome, Joe.
Hey, John. How you doing? And Kelly? How you doing, Kelly?
Hey, Joe. Happy Thanksgiving to you.
Same to you and your families.
We're doing great, Joe. We know you're doing well. I just as a quick human interest story, I want people to know we've talked about people in need in this community. We've talked about the orphanage. But I also want people to know that oftentimes for professional athletes and people in very significant positions, they don't always hear all the great things. And people need to know that Joe has a wonderful family. He's been married to the same wife for 30 years plus, and he adopted two children. So he is a great representative of Michigan State. And we're talking to him today about an interesting thing. We just got done with Joan Jackson Johnson about the fact of the homeless people in the Lansing area. And I know oftentimes people think of professional athletes as being very wealthy, fancy cars, nice homes, and all different kinds of things. But Joe DeLaMalier has been an advocate for NFL athletes, standing out there for those athletes who actually are Hall of Famers, who are homeless, who do not, their families are broken up because of bad conditions. They don't have money. And, you know, as much money as the NFL has, the NFL players do not have a pension. So they have to pay for their own medical coverage, and that's caused a tremendous burden to those players who have built the foundation of the NFL. One of those is Joe DeLaMalier. So, Joe, can you just tell us a bit about what you've been doing to provide leadership in the NFL and give us some examples of the NFL players, the conditions that they've faced, and what's caused them to be in the situation that they're in?
Okay, thanks, John. Thanks for allowing me to talk about this. One is, the biggest problem is we do have pensions, but they're not worth very much. I'll give you an example. We have 300 guys, including Herb Adderley, who's one of them, a great Hall of Famer, Michigan Stater, Leroy Kelly, you're from Cleveland, John, you know Leroy, and Mel Renfrow from Dallas. These guys' pensions, after being in the Hall of Fame and playing all those years in the NFL, is $172 a month. That's before taxes. You know, so they say, well, we gave them a raise. Well, they were only making $126 a month. So they put on the paper, we gave them a 50% raise or whatever, and it comes out to $50. Here, the deal with the NFL is this. On a lot of issues, with knowledge comes responsibility. And, John, we talked about this when I was playing. We had a 30% graduation rate we were talking about in the NFL. They've never addressed that situation either. 30% of the guys who play in the NFL have their college degrees. That's ridiculous. And it could be accomplished very easily by what we said, having the junior colleges or the colleges in those cities allow these guys to take classes, community classes. So you know what I'm talking about, John.
Yes.
Correspondence courses.
Sure.
At the university. That's one thing. The other thing is these pensions, they have never improved our pensions. The guys who played in the pre-93 guys, the average pension is actually about $13,000 a year before taxes. And to get that pension, John, you had to play 5 years. I just read a really interesting statistic, and this is going back only 20 years from 1990, say, to 2010. There are 15,081 players that played in the NFL. How many guys do you think would be pensioned, John, out of 15,081?
Boy, I don't know.
They have
Joe.
To play 4 years now. Just take a wild guess.
I don't know.
Well, most people say 4,000. 631, 681 guys. Less than about 4% of the guys actually get their pension in the NFL.
Wow.
Now that's incredible. And
that's incredible.
Nobody knows this stuff. And we have no disability because when you take your pension in the NFL,
yes. You
waive your disability.
Well, Joe, let's do this. We want to hear a little bit more about this. If you can hold, we have to go into a commercial here, and we'll be right back.
Okay, I'll hang on.
Thanks, Joe.
All right, we appreciate everybody being with us here with Ebling and Dew this afternoon, and appreciate it. We've got John, you got a good list of other guests are going to be here this afternoon.
We have a doctor, and we also have someone from CBS Sports. We got a great program coming. Stay tuned.
Now, more Ebling and You on more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS.
Good evening, everyone. Again, Kelly Dean along with John Shinsky here filling in for Jack Ebling on Ebling and You. Jack, we had a great opportunity to travel to Maui to follow our Michigan State Spartans, and we hope Jack's had a great time. We're honored to be here today. We want to continue our discussion with Joe DeLaMalier, our great Spartan and Hall of Famer. And Joe, I want to be sure that you know that today we sent a Dean Trailways of Michigan bus with 50 fans, including 15 MSU band members. They're all heading down to Happy Valley to cheer our Spartans on tomorrow, but they made a significant stop in Canton to visit the MSU, to visit both yours and Herb Adderley's tribute there at the NFL Hall of Fame. And so they've called back and said it was tremendous, and they're proud of our Spartans, but sure proud of you and Herb. So congratulations.
Well, thanks, Kelly. And I'm proud of Herb, too, because he's another guy. And Billy Joe Dupree, the three of us, all Spartans. And I think because of Coach Doherty, we're all fighting these guys for humanitarian reasons and, you know, this union thing. But it's really unbelievable that it's three Michigan Staters who are really out front leading this thing. And I couldn't be prouder. That's the most, above Michigan State, that's one thing I'm proud of all the stuff that the humanitarian things that Duffy taught us.
Well, you know,
with you and John and Billy Joe and everyone else. I mean, it's really, when we were growing up, we didn't realize what he was doing, but he taught us life lessons while we were playing.
He did. Our coaches were tremendous role models to us, particularly Duffy. He's another one who adopted a child, too. So
exactly.
He had a real heart. But, you know, Joe, we're going to be talking a bit here about Chris Henry down the road, the NFL player with the Cincinnati Bengals who died.
Right.
And as a matter of fact, I'm sure for all of you that are watching the Alabama-Auburn game right now, the quarterback from Alabama was just dropped with a concussion. Concussions in football are a serious thing. And, Joe, we know that it causes many problems for even younger professional players, poor decision-making, behavioral problems, depression, even suicide. And I think you've seen that in relation to the older players. And Joe, tell us quickly about the fact of what you've been doing in this area and the organization that you're working with right now of beginning to get a baseline of information on a young player or a high school player or a college player's status.
Even elementary school players, we're getting neurological baselines on these kids. And we're trying to work with Pop Warner Football down here to get it started. You'd love to go into the NFL and say, hey, the NFL is going to do this, but there's so much red tape going through the NFL. We're trying to give free baseline neurology tests to these kids. And then once they have their baseline, then when they have some head trauma, we have a scanner that's going to scan their brain and tell you if they're out of the norm. And that's when you can really tell what's going on. If you don't have a baseline, you really don't know what you're comparing it to. And I'm not a doctor, but the guys are called Concor X of Pittsburgh, and they're really good. I mean, they've worked with another guy, Travis Davis, who's a Michigan mm-hmm. Stater.
Yeah.
He's worked with them, too, and he had seizures, and these guys have helped him. And I think to this point he has anesthesia in about 2 years.
Well, Joe, we're going to have Dr. Charlie Sinkovich right
there
after you. So he's going to talk about this. But the reason why we're talking to you about this today, Joe, and I hope our listeners hear this, if you have a young man playing in Pop Warner League, you have a young man playing in high school, you have a young man playing in college, I want you to know how important this advocacy is by Joe DeLaMalier and the people he's working with at his level. Chris Henry, who played with the Cincinnati Bengals, died of a head injury because he fell off the back of a truck. But he donated his brain to research, and he was 26 years old. And when they looked at his brain, they realized that he suffered from what they call chronic traumatic encephalopathy, which means, in other words, he had his brain reflected that he had many, many traumas to it, just by playing football, even though he didn't even have a concussion. So by you working with this company and this group, Joe, to establish a baseline, it's going to help us get much better research on what happens out there, and it may even change the way we play football in the future.
There's no doubt about it, John, and it's going to help. Chris Henry, for instance, he had concussions, but they were undiagnosed. Okay. Just like I know you gave me a couple, John, when we had our heads together. I'm sure when you see stars, that's when you see concussions. I tell this story all the time about John. I know you're humble and all that. John Shinsky was the toughest football player I've ever went against in my life. And I talked to Reggie McKenzie and Dan Dierdorf about, hey, I'm doing this bicycle ride to Mexico with John Shinsky. First thing they said, that guy's crazy. Shinsky. Yeah, that guy hit harder than anybody I've ever played against. And they played in the pros. Dierdorf's in the Hall of Fame. Everybody says the same thing. So, John, you played, and I know Kelly played at that level, too, where we didn't even know what a concussion was. They said, you got dinged. So, you know, we didn't even know what we went through. We were basically the guinea pig society for today.
You bet.
And if we can help these guys, I want to help them. You know, our whole calling in life, in my opinion, is it's not how much you get, it's how much you give.
And, Joe, I tell you what.
You give.
I tell you what, there's no one that gives more than you for you to be standing up as an NFL Hall of Famer and bringing this to people's attention is a tremendous thing. Joe, what we'd like to do is transition over to Dr. Charlie Sinkovich.
Yeah, you'll be impressed, John. He's a great man. And Charlie's done two treatments on me. And I'll tell you, when I left, I felt totally different.
Beautiful.
And so it's really great. And tell Charlie, Dr. Sinkovich, I said hello and hope to see him in Pittsburgh real soon.
Joe, thank you so much for being
John.
On today. And know that our Spartans here, man, we love you.
All right,
okay.
Joe. Good luck, buddy.
Take care.